school books and school clothes, and we more or less ate what we grew.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a few things we had to get outside. Chicken grew, raised chickens, and had cows. And we milked those cows, and all of it together, it kept us going.
Yeah. Now, your father then was a farmer?
Yeah. He worked, he left here one time and went over in Texas and cut some logs.
Uh-huh.
And outside of that, that's all the work outside he did. Now, he'd do a day or two's work around here.
Yeah.
He used to help Gene Moses and Henry Lewis and them load piling right down here at the spur.
Uh-huh.
On this old Hudson River line here.
Yeah.
And but outside that, he lived on the farm all his life.
Now, the Hudson River, what was that?
That was the lumber company that logged all these woods in here and carried the logs to DeRidder,
mm-hmm,
and to Ludington and to Bonamy to saw it up in lumber. At one time, this was grown up in old big virgin pine timber.
What I hear tell.
Some of them things was 3 foot through, maybe some of them even bigger.
Really?
Yeah. And boy, they tired up yonder too. And that old heart, termites didn't bother it, and it didn't rot either.
That's good.
Yeah. I know people back there, if they couldn't get cypress to rive to make shingles to cover a house, well, they'd use these old heart pine trees and rive them out, and they'd last 25 or 30 years at the least for a roof. Outlast anything you can get today.
Yeah.
So.
Timber just isn't as good today as it used to be, what is
it? No. Now, some say it would never be that, but you give this old longleaf pine, like is a native here, you give it enough of years and it'd be the same thing that was then. Because don't nothing change in nature. They are true to God, and people's the only thing that changes up or messes up things. So,
yeah, that's true.
People, they always want something else. I remember way back yonder, somebody come out with a new cow, and it was a black one, and the old horn stuck straight up. And man, they'd fight, and actually, it wasn't worth knocking in the head, but they started a crossbreed in here, and then they come on later with the Jerseys, old milk cows. And if you don't give them, they'll just about give you as much milk as you give them feed. And the people had them old longhorns here. And I went and roped calves many a time, and mother would sit down there and milk a big old bucket full of milk, and then go strain that thing, and after it sat there, and you went back, and there'd be a saddle blanket cream on that. And
saddle blanket cream?
Yeah, thick. Good too. And after they got to bringing all these others in here, messing the cows up, well, then you had to feed them and you might get some cream.
Uh-huh.
Some people call them Poland China cows if you didn't feed them, because you'd have to pull them all over the lot to get a China cup of milk.
Poland Johnny?
Yeah. Poland China. So,
Poland China. Oh, I got it.
Yeah. You have to pull them and get a China cup full of milk.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you there.
Yeah, so. But we did, we worked, and we walked from over here down to that schoolhouse down yonder. Mm-hmm.